Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion Show. Glad to have you here today. I'm going to help those of you who really, really want to write a book. You have a book in your heart. You have a book that you've been thinking about for a long time, but you failed to publish the book. So today's topic is how I published a Kindle book in 30 days. Yeah, that is exactly what I did. And this was back in 2012. And I'm going to share this with you. And I think this system or this way of publishing a book will help you get unstuck. So you come today or you're listening today and you're saying, man, I have a book. I have a book. I have a message that can make an impact, but I'm just not finding time to write it. You know, time gets in the way. There's a lot of responsibilities, work responsibilities, family responsibilities, and all those things get in the way. But at the same time, like I was talking earlier with those that are live with me in the Blab session, there's nothing that can make a legacy impact like writing and publishing a book. That book will be there for years and years to come. And someone may pick it up long after you're gone, read it, and be impacted by your words. I can think of no better way to spend your time than to write something, record it, and something that you can pass down. The other thing you can do is you can pass it down to your own children. You can write a book or you can produce a work, write a memoir, write a novel, and pass that down to your own children. And your children can look back and say, wow, my dad or my mom lived with passion in their life because they weren't afraid to pursue their dreams and to go after it. And I want to do the same. And so writing a book is so much bigger than just you. It's about the impact you can make on others. And it's about you taking steps that can help others take the same steps, those that are following after you. By you pursuing your dream of publishing a book, you just might help somebody else pursue that same dream. So in 2011, I desperately wanted to publish my first book. I saw the opportunity with the Amazon Kindle, but 12 months went by and I made zero progress. I mean, zero. I had my idea for the book. Maybe I had somewhat of a chapter written, but I was making no progress. Finally, in April of 2012, I sat down and analyzed something that's so important to me. Why was I not taking action on this? What was stopping me? And I realized that the problem for me is I didn't have a clear plan. And if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a plan that you can execute today, you're not going to do it. And see, what happens for so many of us is we have this big overwhelming goal of we want to write a book. And to sit down and start writing a book when that's all you're thinking about is paralyzing because you haven't broken it down to a simple plan that you can use. And so today I'm actually going to share with you my 30-day Kindle writing plan. I've used this and I've taught this now for over 3 years, and thousands of students from our Kindle Your Passion course have used this plan to publish their book. It's a 3-page PDF, and you can get the plan right now. Just text the word Kindle to 44222. Text the word Kindle to 44222, and I'll send you a copy of this 3-page PDF. It's the 30-day Kindle Writing Challenge, and I'm going to explain it now and kind of walk you through it by really kind of answering or sharing with you three primary questions, okay? So let's talk about these three questions. By you being able to answer these three questions, you'll go from wanting to write a book to having a book on Kindle. And by the way, I just want to tell you this. For the large majority of people out there, they have no idea that writing and publishing a Kindle book, and that's specifically what we're talking about today, that anybody can do this. Like, you can sit down and write a book. You can write it, and we'll talk about ways that you can do that, but you can write it and have a PDF, or you can write it in a Microsoft Word document, or you can write it in Scrivener, all these different tools, whatever you want to use, even Google Docs. And you can upload for free your manuscript, create a cover, and you're live on Amazon. I remember when I published my first Kindle book back in 2012, I let my friends know on Facebook, and I had people messaging me on Facebook saying, man, can I go in the bookstore and pick up a copy of this? Or, wow, what an accomplishment. I'm like, anybody can do this. You just have to have a plan. So let's talk about that. I'm going to give you three questions, okay? Question number one that you need to answer is, which writing tool will I use? Which writing tool will I use? Now, I don't want you to get stuck on this question, because so many people think that they have to have Scrivener. You know, Scrivener is a great writing tool. I use it to write my second book that I published last year. But you don't have to understand all the ins and outs of Scrivener to get a book published on the Kindle. Let me give you some simple tools, okay? The first one is actually Google Docs. That's right, Google Docs. Now, if you say, well, Jonathan, you know, no writer, no professional writer is going to use Google Docs or Google Drive to do this. Well, let me just say this. My wife, who primarily is not a writer, a blogger, but she's passionate about some things that she wanted to share in a Kindle book. She's produced two Kindle books, and she did it using Google Docs. She wrote her book, exported it, uploaded it to Kindle, and has consistently made income from those two Kindle books. Trust me, if I can do it, she can do it, you can do it. The same thing. So which writing tool are you going to use? There's Google Drive. My first book, I actually used a software called Yarny. It's YARNY.me. And it's a great tool. It's a free tool. I think they do have an upgraded program to it, but you can use it for free and publish your book. It makes it easy to drag and drop your chapters. It's a great tool. Check it out. And then, of course, number three, of course, you could use Microsoft Word, like I mentioned earlier, or number three is Scrivener. Now, I recommend Scrivener to those of you who have a long-term writing strategy. In other words, you're not just a speaker who wants to have a book, but you're a writer who wants to consistently write and produce books. Then Scrivener is a great tool for that. So that answers question number one. Settle that now, okay? And just decide, I'm going to use this tool. This is the tool I'm using. Number two, question two. What is the overall word count goal? Now, before I get too far into this, I don't recommend, and you'll hear me say this again, writing to a word count. Because it's not about just manufacturing words. But I think it can be helpful for us to kind of have at least an idea of a word count goal that we're shooting for. Have you ever heard of NaNoWriMo? I know it's a funny word, but if you've heard of it, it's just short for National Novel Writing Month. That's the month of October where writers from across the globe decide to write their book in 30 days, to write their novel in 30 days. And they have a specific word count goal that they're trying to work towards every single day of that month. Don't you find it amazing that somebody who has a book concept for years and years and years can actually sit down and get it done in 30 days. Why is that? Because they have a plan. So if you don't have a plan, let me give you a plan right now. Your average Kindle only type book, I would call it like a more of a mini book, a mini guide, a smaller guide, or maybe it's the first in a series of books, is usually somewhere between 10 and 12,000 words. So let's just pick 10,000 words for our example, okay? And the book might sell for $2.99, and we'll just go with that. Now, here's one of the things that you can do. If you've got a big book in mind, what you could do is break it into a series of books and then just write and publish the first series. So when you look at your book concept, what is it that you can, where is the clear start and stop for kind of act one in your book? And you know what's cool about Kindle Book? Later, as you write series two, series three, series four, you can always come back, combine all of them, and have a normal 50,000 word manuscript. But don't let the big 50,000, 60,000 word manuscript stop you from getting started. And that's what unlocked it for me. I decided instead of trying to write this 50,000 word book, I'm going to focus just on act one. And I'm going to write a 10,000 word book and know what it's like to go through the process of publishing a book. So that answers question number two. Okay. And by the way, just a little tip on pricing while we talk about this. On Amazon, you want to price your Kindle book between $2.99 and $9.99 because you actually get 70% of the royalty. So if your book is $9.99, let's just round it up to $10, you would earn $7 in that scenario. But if your book is priced below $2.99, or higher than $9.99, you'll actually only earn 35% royalty. It's a huge difference. A big mistake that I've seen a lot of people make is they'll price their Kindle book at $11.99 or $12. And truth is, they're leaving a lot of money on the table. So that's my tip for the pricing. Okay, here's question number three. What is my daily word count goal? What is my daily word count goal? So now that we have the 10,000 word goal, when I look at my 30-day challenge, what is my daily goal? Here's how I broke it down, and here's what ultimately helped me. I said, I'm going to have a 10,000 word count goal, 20 chapters, and if I divide that, that's 500 words per chapter. Now, were all of my chapters 500 words? No. Some of them, when I got to writing, they were 1,200 words, or others were 700 words, or maybe another one was 2,500 words, right? But I used that as a primary daily goal of sitting down and writing. You know what this did for me, and those of you that have been blogging at least somewhat consistently? Here's what it did for me. I decided during those 30 days, that 30-day challenge, that I was going to just do what I normally do, and I was going to sit down and just write a blog post. A typical average blog post is somewhere around 500 words. Some can be a lot more, but in my mind, that's what helped me. Jonathan, just write a blog post. And so I would choose a chapter. Now, my book was a nonfiction book, and I would just choose a chapter that was most ready to write, and I would just write on that chapter with the goal of at least getting to 500 words. Sometimes it would flow well beyond that, but that was my daily goal. And here's the cool thing. 20 days later, I had over 10,000 words. I think the book ended up being 12,000 words, that very first Kindle book. And then know what that did? That gave me 10 whole days to get the book proofread, to pick a cover for the book, and to walk through the process of publishing it. So let's review. Question one, which writing tool are you going to use? Question two, what's the overall word count? If you're stuck with a big 50,000 word book, why not just get started in writing act one, 10 to 12,000 words, and put it into a series. The other awesome thing about Amazon is once you write the second book and the third book and the fourth book, you can combine them into a series where someone could purchase the entire series. Question two, what's the overall word count goal? Question three, what is my daily word count goal? Break it down to that daily goal. When you sit down, you're not overwhelmed, because here's what happens. When we sit down and our goal is publish a book, we're overwhelmed. When you sit down and say, write 500 words on the chapter you're most ready to write, it suddenly becomes easier. And that is how you do this. So everything I just shared with you is outlined in a 3-page PDF. That's the 30-day Kindle writing plan. And again, you can grab this PDF by just texting the word Kindle to 44222. Well, that's it for this episode of the Blogging Your Passion Show. I truly hope that you will be left inspired, encouraged, and have some practical tools that you can use starting today to get that book written. Who's waiting on you to pursue your dream? Someone somewhere needs your words of encouragement, of hope, of advice, of tips, and you have to sit down and write it and get it done. So take this challenge, take this 30-day challenge, and get started today.